Labor's first budget is being realised tomorrow, with much speculation about what will be included. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has said this budget aims to curb inflation and provide cost of living relief for families, stating that this is not going to be a fancy or flashy budget. Some experts believe the weight of the $1 trillion debt, which Labor has inherited from the previous government, has been blown out of all proportions. As in a global context, Australia's debt figures are pretty low. Claudia Copeland reports.
This year, we've been told to prepare for a responsible budget. Sarah Hunter, senior economist and partner of KPMG, predicts measures to ease cost of living will be targeted and modest, stating the government is in a tough position when it comes to easing inflation.
It's a really challenging time for the government right now, for policymakers generally, because part of what we're seeing in terms of inflation is coming from overseas shocks and in fact, some local shocks that none of us have really have much control over. So the conflict in Ukraine, for instance, is having an impact on global fuel prices, and we can't really do very much about that. And similarly, the weather at the moment, all the rains and the floods, that's really disruptive for agriculture and so for the food supply chain and ultimately the cost of food in supermarkets. And we can't do an awful lot about that either. So some of what we're experiencing with inflation, the government can't tackle the problem, if you like, and that's challenging. And then other parts of inflation that we're seeing are actually because the economy is running pretty hot right now. And there's strong demand, there's record high employment, we still have high levels of job vacancies, so businesses are looking for workers, but they can't necessarily find them. And we don't really want to stimulate the economy further and generate more demand for workers, more demand in the system that will make the inflation problem worse. So it's really challenging for the government. And what I think we're going to see, if we see anything around cost of living, it's going to be quite targeted measures that will be relatively modest, because they're going to try and balance the fact that, in general, we don't really need to stimulate the economy more, and we don't want the government to be spending lots of money in the very near term.
One of the major promises at the election earlier this year was Labor delivering real wage growth. Although wages are declining, Sarah Hunter believes this growth will eventually pick up.
The challenge is generally for most people, their pay packets aren't growing as quickly as prices are. So what we call real wages are actually declining right now. I do think that we'll continue to see wages growth pick up. And there's a few reasons for that. One, we've got some starting to come through now, some of the flow through from the most recent national minimum wage reset and the award wages that are linked through to that. We're also seeing in the private sector, most private sector companies have actually awarded a pay increase this year, general pay rise for their work. And for those that get a bargaining agreement with their employer, what we're seeing is that the new agreements that are signed are generally signed at a higher rate than the previous agreement. So as those resets come through, we're also seeing wages growth pick up. By the end of this year, we'll get to around 3%. But it does take time. All of those resets take time to feed through. So wages growth is there. It's just not keeping pace with price increases at the moment, and that's the challenge.
The current government have promised that they are going to lower power bills by $275 by the year 2025. Sarah Hunter believes that although this is an ambitious promise, this budget will hopefully provide more insight into how the Labor government is going to achieve carbon net zero emission energy in the long run.
It's certainly a challenge, and we know over the very near term that power bills are very, very likely to go up over the next year, and you can see that in terms of the flow through of what's happened to fuel prices globally. Over the medium long term, I think what's going to be really interesting for me in the budget is we're likely to get quite a bit more information around what the climate transition, so the movements towards achieving net zero carbon emissions ultimately in the long term and what that looks like over the medium term in terms of investment in our electricity grid, and also what the framework might look like to encourage private sector investment in renewable energy sources and other technologies that are going to enable that transition. So I think we'll get a lot more detail on that tomorrow night, and how that plays out is going to have a really important impact on what happens to power prices over the medium and long term for all of us. So the near term, it's hard to see how power bills can go down. I think they're going up. But for the medium long term, I think there's not clarity at the moment, but I think that's one of the areas we'll actually get quite a lot more information when the Treasurer hands down the budget.
Treasurer Jim Chalmers has made reference to inheriting a $1 trillion debt, which has been said to weigh down the budget that is going to be announced tomorrow. Tim Harcourt, Professor and Chief Economist at the Institute of Public Policy and Governance at UTS, states the weight of this debt has been blown out of proportion.
The debt and deficit thing has been overblown. Australia is very capable of servicing its debt given our export growth and our export strength. So this is entirely overblown by the tabloid media and some of the mainstream media. Debt's not a problem for Australia.
Tim Harcourt states that given the circumstances of the past couple of years, it's not unusual Australia has accumulated this amount of debt, stating having people working and allowing the economy to grow is the best thing to do when trying to mitigate national debt.
Well, we had to do something about COVID, keeping people in work, so that's not unusual for an OECD economy and also during the global financial crisis. And as we recover from these types of events, we find that we're able to service our debt and debt reduces over time. So it's just you basically want to aim for keeping people in work and keeping the economy growing, and the debt's a byproduct of that. Debt should never be your end goal. It's really a means to an end. The best thing a government should do is focus on full employment and keeping people in work, allowing the economy to grow. That's the best thing the government should do, regardless of a surplus or deficit on the budget. Probably what the government is going to do is to eliminate rorts and wasteful spending, because whatever the level of debt or GDP, you don't want to have wasteful spending because it basically hurts your productivity and hurts your capacity to grow in the future.
Tim Harcourt, Professor and Chief Economist at the Institute for Public Policy and Government at UTS, ending that report by Claudia Copeland.